This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. We have a very special treat. Jim Gale, foodforestabundance.com, is teaching us about declaring your independence from famine to make sure you can sustain yourself easily, but it's also a state of mind. I'm very happy to share this program with you, Jim Gale.
I think Uncle Sam loves my teeth. What do I care? You really? You think I think they care about my teeth? No, there's always something else. So I'm looking at this. One, no fear, going after it. What kind of infrastructure do you have and suggestions and help for their local government problems? You know, the ordinances, the laws, the different states, the rain catching. I remember in Denver, yes. They're going, you're free. We changed it. You're free in Denver now. You're free. Because you can collect up to 2 rain barrels of water off your roof now. You're free. You know? And I'm going, you guys are killing me, man. So it's this attitude. That's why the most enthusiasm I had to talk to you was this. Is that just no fear, just do it. You can be self-sufficient. But you're having to contend with what kind of regulation, government permit, building of the whatever, even in, I guarantee in Orlando, they're not totally leaving you alone. So what level of interface, or when do you start going back at it? Do you use politics? Is there, you know, I have this candidate come speak to our people because he's going to leave me alone or whatever. So in the real politic, when you got the man coming after you on certain things, how do you deal with that?
Oh, God, I'm so excited you said all that stuff, because guess what? They are leaving me alone, and I didn't get permits to build my family's lifetime home. They are leaving me alone because we are right and they are wrong. They are leaving me alone because we've got colonels and generals and awesome social media people all over the world, influencers all over the world, that are shining a light on what we are doing. And we are very publicly declaring that we are not complying with any form of force and violence. We are not complying with governmente. What they will allow me to do if I follow their BS is they would allow me to poison the land. They would allow me to cut the land. They would allow me to put Roundup, glyphosate on the land. In fact, they might even subsidize my use
or
of
make
killers.
It. Yeah, and your standard was a organic farmers in Oregon that we went up there, spent a few days, did shows and helped them because the county there were trying to make them use glyphosate. Because his neighboring farms have complained about what the crap. In the end, what happened is they backed off. And they told them, they go, well, you use the internet. That wasn't fair. It's like, you know, man. So this is, so they're leaving you alone. Why do you think? Are they waiting? Are you ready to pounce on them?
Oh, we're so ready because we have all the stats. The fact is that what they advocate and subsidize is killing our world. They don't want to fight with me because if they do, the light will be shined on the individual perpetrators of force and violence. And they don't want that light. They don't want people because we will call them out. I will not use the legal system. The legal is the undoing of natural law. Legal is the undoing of God's law, right? Our legal system is one of the fundamental aspects of our enslavement. What I will use is influencers. What I will use is the wrong word. What I will attract and inspire, what we are attracting and inspiring is a group of courageous people to come together to say, no, that's wrong. And you, sir, you, madam, are harming our world. And here's all the proof. The $11 billion that Monsanto has paid to injured people for killing people, right? It's undeniable that the poisons kill the microbiome, kill the people, kill the water, kill everything. So what we're doing is we're very publicly declaring that we are not complying. And I was asked to be mayor of Orlando about 3 months ago or 2 months ago. Some really influential business folks and one guy who ran for mayor of Orange County who got 40,000 votes and probably actually won, but the machine said he didn't. Anyway, these guys sat me down. They said, Jim, we want to take you to lunch. They took me to lunch and I laid out what a campaign would be that would change the world, which I will lay out for everybody here. And they said, we want you to be mayor. So I said, you know what? With that platform, with $1.4 billion, I'm a voluntarist, by the way. I'm an anarchist, 100%. And I will actually use that platform to demonstrate what I'm talking about. We will use the $1.4 billion annual budget, and we will use it to put food forests in schools, which we've already done. We will use it to put food forests in prisons, which we are doing. We put a food forest in a local school. It's fantastic.
No. That was the first thing. I remember when your documents you were talking about, Next Idea Schools, that was the first thing that we did. We went ahead and started putting aquaponics in our kids, Phoenix junior, senior high, Christian high school in Phoenix. That was the first thing that we advocated, was going to the schools. But the... using schools means that you're supporting that there's government schools. I mean, I got to get the idea of what you think about government education before we start getting how we're going to use it to,
Oh, it's horrible. It's a travesty. It's a tool of enslavement and indoctrination, right? So I put it this way. I didn't imagine that I would be reelected if I was elected the first time.
Or make it to end office. And we're back for part D. Yeah, we had an interruption. This happens. I asked Jim Gale if this has happened to him before. I go, because this is it. You'll own nothing. Here's your happy shot. I know what they're talking about. They're talking about this, the ability to grow your own food, get your own water, educate your own children, take care of your own medications. Oh, my goodness, you're going to eat healthy and not need our chemicals? Well, can't have that. So then we started talking about the influence of government. We want you to run for office. You're so pretty and you're so smart, and they squeeze your arm and go, ooh, you must lift. And, vanity, my favorite sin. It always comes in. Now, in Costa Rica, they just came up to him and said, let me explain it to you. It's going to cost you $20,000, this week to be able to, that's just the way it works. Well, I'm going, okay, he comes to Merca, goes to Orlando, doesn't get permits, doesn't bother you. Look, you're doing it wrong anyway. Don't be telling me how to do it. We're going to do it right now. They're coming. You're so pretty. You should run for office. Well, then we go down that road. Then, as we're talking about this very thing, getting yourself off of this government thing, with the force and intent of government, and they're going to protect us against the sociopaths, so they create this big entity to control everybody, and who takes it over? The sociopaths. So it's just so dumb. Well, as we're getting into that, boom, transmission stops. I'm going, yeah, yep. Of course it did. Of course. So I asked Jim, I go, Jim, has this happened to you before? Tell us, has this kind of thing happened to you before?
This is the most censored idea. Now, so John Nolan, who has the Inspired channel, which is a fantastic channel, and he's had David Icke on multiple times and all sorts of other very influential people in our world. And he said, Jim, this is the most censored message that we have ever put out. Because Victor Hugo nailed it. He said, there's one thing stronger than all of the armies of the world, and that is an idea whose time has come. The idea of enlightenment, the idea of the Garden of Eden, the idea of self-reliance is the idea whose time has come, because there's two things. There's self-reliance or government reliance. If we're going to bitch about the government while we rely on the government for our daily needs, that's insane. The first thing that we must do to earn our freedom is step up with faith and courage and let go of the fear. And then we must create abundance around us. Abundance in the form of joy and service and love and food, water and energy and housing. And when we come together, the resourcefulness of humanity is infinite. Right? Napoleon Hill, when he wrote, whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve, that's because we are connected to the mind of God. When we are present, when we are aware, when we are in service to this beautiful creation, we can create anything. It's infinite abundance. There's free energy everywhere when we start seeing it correctly. And that's why we need to get off of the governmente, the mind control. That's the first step.
The mind control in the form of what? Fear? You know, a friendly advice. Yes. Yeah, the government, oh, you should do this and you shouldn't do that because you might hurt somebody or something shouldn't. And kind of. And I'm going, yeah. Like government's friendly advice. No, it's all force, mandates, prevention. You're not allowed isms. And then if you want to do it, that'll cost you. That's a permit. We got to do it all the same way. So when things go down, everybody suffers equally and we all be a family of misery. And so we promoted decentralization. That's what our Pirates Without Borders, you know, was about. Yeah, if you go to piratewithoutborders.com and the philosophy is there in there, the letters of Captain Mark and Reprisal. You know, we have, you know, these over a dozen letters that on many subjects, just so that we could articulate what you're talking about. Now, the one thing that I want to make sure that the people understand is that you have been doing this in Orlando without a single permission slip. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. My property is in trust. I don't own it, and I am very happy. My bank account is in trust. I am following a process. And by the way, I think the process is BS. I don't think we should have to file any process except for God's law to simply declare, I am not a slave and you have no authority right over me. I think that is the ultimate process, is to stand with faith and courage. And at the same time, I am experimenting and going through this other process of creating trust and putting my assets into trust. Right? And again, I think that's a temporary solution. I think going forward, we won't need to do that. We'll just declare with faith and courage everything we need. But that's the process I'm going
through. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about that a little bit. One of the things that we did in the 90s in Arizona was a gun rights thing, because it was clear when they created the Arizona Constitution that in the discussion in the minutes of the Constitutional Convention, they made it very clear what they meant when they had their like Second Amendment version in the Arizona Constitution. And so what we did is we made a little, you get a little barcode and a number or whatever, you go to Maricopa County Recorder's office, and we filed a declaration of intent to carry concealed. We go, this is our declaration. This is how we see the laws. Right? We don't care what you say. This is our declaration. Bite me. Now, the copy of that, it came with a little number that was referenced in the filing or something. We laminated that, made that a little card, and if anybody challenged us, which happened one time, an officer goes, well, that's not a real one, you know, guilty, guilty, guilty. Well, as we challenged it up, we were going, man, we're going to challenge it. We want to see what's up. They dismissed it because they didn't want to play, but they made you go through the process. So I am like a declaration of intent to be free. I'm doing my land. It's my land, not your land. Bite me. Then you get into do you pay property taxes and what kind of liens they can put on it? And, you know, you're not doing this right. It's $1,000 a day because you're growing the wrong grass or something. I mean, you know, it's just whatever it is. If we do trust, then on the land, let's say we do 20 acres, and I'm willing to sacrifice a couple acres over here as to be the experiment of bite me, and then, you know, they do that, make a big deal out of it, but I still got the other land because I got a separate trust. If we do trust, is that going to, you know, it kind of protects you a little bit, I'm sure, but I'm with you, man. It's like, it sounds like paperwork. You know, I don't want paperwork. The only paperwork I want is to demonstrate to everybody it's mine. Mine, 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 not yours, mine. So that is the mindset. So I see that it's always about general public opinion. If you get the issue out there, which is what we do, which is what Occupy the Land is about, is the general public opinion of what Jim Gale said. Okay? So anyone starting this, as we go back to Arizona, we're starting this. We have some experience in trusts and different things that we've done. But is that part of your service? Is that part of your education, is how they acquire the land and the ownership of it in the beginning? Can they go to you for that help?
Well, they can come ask me. And then so what we do, we... our entities have no hooks. We have no force and violence in any of our dealings. In other words, we don't have patents. We don't have non-competes. We don't have NDAs. Everything we do, it can be shared wildly with everybody who wants to share it. And we create a community of support system. So I don't know crap about how to create this whole trust thing and do all the legal work or the lawful work, but I do know the people who do. So if somebody comes to me and says, I want to do that, I'll introduce them to one of the several entities that we are collaborating with. Same with building soil. The same with filtering and purifying water. The same with creating off-grid energy systems and permaculture systems. We are a community of people that are coming together with a simple common mission. Let's be free and let's enjoy life and let's do good for people.
Okay, what about private membership association? We've done a bunch of shows on that. Everybody going on about that. What's your thought on that?
I think it's a fantastic step in the right direction. And at the same time, there's only one thing that's going to earn us our freedom. And that's awareness of the choice, choosing to be free at scale. When we achieve mass adoption, and how do we do this, by the way? And this is what I've been obsessed with. And when we're obsessed, we start figuring things out, right? Yeah. So here's how we do it. It's a three-step process. Step one is creating awareness around the idea whose time has come. And it's very simple. It's God's earth. It's nature. It's using natural systems. Hippocrates said, let thy food be thy medicine, let thy medicine be thy food.
Yep.
All of the solutions to mass extinction, deforestation, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, hunger, and tyranny can be found in God's design, our natural system, right? So creating awareness around that will lead to people choosing wisely. So that's step one, is the idea whose time has come. It's God's design nature. Step two is coming together as influencers. I'm going to be sending a message to Novak Djokovic later today. Joe Rogan has received my stuff, at least his team has. Tucker Carlson saw one of my videos and says, phenomenal. I'm going to be meeting Bobby Kennedy here in a month. I'm going to be sharing a stage with him. So when we come together as influencers with faith and courage, and we tell our audiences, the people that respect us, that are in our networks at scale, in a very coordinated, strategic, and tactical way, when we share this information, then the people will choose wisely, because right now they don't know they have a choice. In fact, the word choice is almost always misused, because the word implies the awareness. But if there's not awareness, then there's not a choice, right? So we have to raise the awareness to create the ability to choose wisely. So step one, is the idea whose time has come. Step two is bringing together the influencers, the top influencers in all sorts of areas of this world, right? Musicians and athletes and artists and poets and songwriters and politicians, right? And those are the ones I have the least confidence in, quite frankly, but that's okay. When we come together with Tucker and Joe Rogan leading the way in some ways, right? Along with those other folks, and we call out, here's the key, the corporations. The corporations, and I say corps for a reason, that are almost all controlled by BlackRock. The S&P is 96% BlackRock and their computer Aladdin. When we call out through our influencer networks, the corporations, and we invite them to sell compost tea instead of Roundup, I know how simple it sounds, but when we realize that this is the first domino in the path to freedom, when we tip that first domino and people are aware that these are poisons that are absolutely destroying our world. And by the way, even most of the Democrats agree that Roundup and glyphosate is bad. So now we just cross this aisle of insanity. Now we call out the corporations and we invite them in such a way, and here's how we do it, using neurolinguistics. I happen to have a master's, not through a college, but just through a bunch of classes in this science of neurolinguistics, right? When we call them out and we say, we will invite you Home Depot. We will invite you True Green. We will invite you corporations to sell, to clean out your vats of poison that you're spraying on lawns all over the world or all over the United States. And by the way, did you know that True Green is owned by one of the oldest investment firms in the world that is partnered with none other than BlackRock? Of course they are, right? When we call them to take their poisons out of their vats and clean them out real well and now put compost tea in them, when we call out Home Depot and say, take your glyphosate, your Roundup off your shelves, Walmart, and start putting compost tea there, the people will hear the message. And that's the key. It's the people who are the answer to the problem.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information to detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature.
All right.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the United States, all thanks to the dedication and the work of Tampa-based Project Dynamo and its founder, Brian Stern.
These are American citizens.
I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody.
Stern has confirmed plans for at least 3 additional rescue flights, which will also include Floridians located in Gaza. SAG-AFTRA members have returned to the picket lines following the breakdown of negotiations with Hollywood studios. The actors are advocating for updated wage scales to encompass streaming earnings and are seeking safeguards against artificial intelligence. Flag football has been officially included as an Olympic sport for the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. That's alongside flag football, baseball, softball, cricket, lacrosse, and squash. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Or Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We are continuing our conversation with Jim Gale, foodforestabundance.com. You walk out your front door and you feed yourself year-round. No tilling, no planting. You have a guild of plants around certain trees that support each other, and you just go pick up your food. This is going to be changing a lot of perspectives. Enjoy.
It's the people who are the answer to the problem.
Yeah, but they have a headwind. And the biggest headwind is just how susceptible they are to BS. And the BS is coming from, this is why I'm very supportive of James Corbett documentaries. You know, it's just amazing that you want to know what's up. You know, you watch, Century of Enslavement, watch the World War One conspiracy, the 4-part series on Bill Gates, eugenics, how and why big oil conquered the world. You know, that is one of the things. The petroleum industry is in pharmaceuticals. It's crude oil. They turn into every freaking chemical there ever was, from nylon to, you know, some medicine you're taking. And then they put all these chemicals on your food to make it grow faster, make more profit, get a little greener. Then we found out, how they actually harvested the wheat when we went to Azure Standard in Oregon. They want you to put glyphosate on just a few days right before you harvest it, because that dries it out, it kills it, it gets all the grain, so that you get more of a yield per acre of the grains. When they do that, they make more money, but then they put it, glyphosate, on right before they harvest it. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? No wonder Cheerios makes freaking go nuts. So we have one of our grandsons
has a skin kind of like an eczema. He's like 6, 7 years old, and he suffers from this. And I asked him, I go, what do you eat in the morning? What's your diet? He's a Honey Nut Cheerio guy. As soon as they stop that, problem solved. You know, I'm going, oh, my goodness. So this is, you have this full headwind from the oil industry that is there with the oil being used to make medicines, go on your food, to try and solve the problems from the food, to create the problems, you know, and we're here to save you. And I just, this is a vicious cycle that has to be broken. But just like with the vaccine industry and all this stuff that we've been battling, you're up against a big headwind. And that you have to be able to understand and how you can contend with it and use their force against you, like political judo against them. So this is a philosophical PR battle. There has to be awareness. There has to be confrontation. Controversy creates commitment. So this political, which is where I come in, I've been an activist. I want you to say it and make them say it. I want them to demonstrate, come out clearly what they're doing. Your experience in Orlando has been what? The only thing I get from you is that somebody, oh, you should be mayor, but you haven't had some shiny badge with a clipboard come and explain it to you? They just chose to leave you alone? Really?
Well, two things come to mind. First thing is we have a lot of parties inviting our community in and helping the community grow food. In fact, we've got a community garden party happening right now. And it started 12 minutes ago, in which we are creating a community garden on the outskirts of our gated community. And we're putting a sign up that says, if you want to start growing sweet potatoes, here's exactly how you do it. So we're, because food security, if we're the only ones with food, that is not food security.
Right.
Food security is when our neighbors have food and maybe they're in their garden and they're wearing a sidearm. Right? So there's something else you said, too. We are at war. This is the big one. This is what we're all here to do. Everybody listening is either completely aware or becoming aware that this is the war of the ages. And Sun Tzu, in his book, The Art of War, what is the first rule of war? Know thyself. Know thy enemy. Right? And so when we, and that's what I've been obsessed with, now joyfully obsessed with this. The self is key. Who are we? We are connected to the omnipresence and the omnipotence of God when we are present with faith and courage. That is the fundamental piece to winning this war. And then how do we inspire and empower the masses? And it, just what you said, it's through awareness of what's possible. And that's why we're building, by the way, these, what we call them Freedom Farm Academies. In fact, Ernest, your place out there in Arizona, we would love to talk to you about designing the elements of the Freedom Farm Academy into your landscape. And what does that mean? That means completely off-grid food, water, and energy. And that means also creating demonstration and education sites, turning your property into a nursery, a seed of abundance that will scale exponentially throughout your community. And that's what's happening at Gulf Landing. We have so many starts, so many propagations, right? Just 2 years in, and we now have so much extra food growing that we can use that food to feed everybody over time. It's a matter of propagating those starts and putting them in the ground and then bringing the community together with courage to support each other. And by the way, the municipality, they sent their secretary, a really nice gal, to one of our parties, and she loved it. They know exactly what we're doing. Now, fortunately, from some divine guidance or maybe just pure luck, our municipality is kind of out in the country in Florida. And I think they're rooting for us. I think they know what's going on. Like a lot of people who work in the government, they're starting to become aware of what's going on. I mean, just ask my friend, General Brigadier General Blaine Holt. He's completely aware of what's going on. Or my other friend, Doc Pete Chambers, the first doctor to become a Green Beret. He was vaccine injured, and he was told by his superiors to vaccinate all of his people, and he said, no, I cannot do it. So the government people are starting to wake up as well, right? And they're starting to come aboard, and we're starting to come together as a group. And that's what it's going to take to win this.
Okay, let me go ahead and make this comment. I want to get your opinion on this. Florida, as I remember, is something like 67 counties. There is a lot. Like Arizona, is this bigger state, and it's 13 or something like that, maybe 15. And you have the small counties. And I remember when I was in Florida, Pasco County was our county. And Orlando, you probably have a small county. What we saw happen after they did Rio de Janeiro and the Kyoto Environmental Earth Treaty of we're going to rule you through environmentalism, whatever. When they did that, that's when Daddy Bush did the, New World Order speech in the early 90s. And you could see that it pulled the trigger. And here they came, and they just overtook all of the positions in the county levels. We could see it happen. They were trying to get what they called regional government. They had it for a vote that we opposed and won by point nothing percent, back in 96, I think, or 95. And in Arizona, so I could see what they were doing. And when this COVID thing came or even was threatening, I made a big deal out of it on the air, and I said, look, I can tell you what they're going to do. It's going to come at you from the county. It's going to be the health department, the food inspector, the building inspector, the land and environmental if we got a shiny badge and a clipboard and explain it to you at the county level. Because the county sheriff is like the highest ranking law enforcement. They get them on board. But all these bureaucrats are not elected. Maybe the county supervisor or commissioner, and that's a test stage for them being a congressman, and they just do what they're told. Well, the county sheriff is elected by the people, so that has a little bit more teeth a lot of times. So in your county where you're at, there has been no interaction with the county bureaucrat official or whatever, and that might be because in Florida the counties are so small that the same people that are supporting you at Orlando municipal level or around your community level is also the same level and closer to the people at the county level. So what is your evaluation of that information?
My evaluation, based on the fact that we have four small houses already livable and people in them now, actually they're full. We have an Airbnb system because our intention is to invite as many people as possible to come experience freedom and then go home to their homes and duplicate. So anyway, we have a fully operational, like Airbnb little Freedom Farm Academy. We also have five other large houses that are either done or almost done with construction, and we have not had anybody show up. And they know what's going on. We're right across the street from the sheriff's training session. They're looking at us every day. And we are demonstrating. We fly under the civil peace flag. We have signs at the beginning of our property, multiple signs that say implied consent is not granted. It's revoked.
Okay, now I want to talk about that. You have your peace flag. That's cool. And then you showed in your video that sign at the entrance. And it's about the size of a speed limit sign or something, And it says what? Explain this sign to us.
It says any agent of the government or any agent must have express written permission to enter this property. And then it cites court law that says if you violate this, then you are personally going to be held liable. And they're not showing up.
They got a picture of your sign, though. So I'm looking at replicating. This has been in my mind, and I no fear, no fear, no fear, but I am you know, sometimes you get relatively concerned, you know, that you're going to do this battle. So that's one thing that we wanted to separate, where we actually do the initial building and creating an infrastructure and so on, be its own separate trust deeded, you know, little lot, and I still have the rest of it, you know, so that they're, you know, don't come in and try and take all of it. And did you do something like that, or is it all under one trust?
My particular property is all under one trust along with my bank account. And I tell you, the day that I quit, claimed it over and created that new bank account was a good day. I felt very happy about that. And again, I don't think that's the ultimate solution. The ultimate solution is simply coming together and shining light on the truth in a way that inspires even the wicked, even the people who are currently advocating for the force and violence of government and poisons, to step out of that. And that's why this is the Garden of Eden, is the idea of time has come, because there's not one person out of 1,000 visitors in the last 6 months, there's not one person who ever left Galt's Landing and said, this sucks.
You know, I am, it's always, you know, what the bleep do we know? You know, it's birds of a feather. It's, you start doing the right thing for the right reasons, and then everybody that knows everybody that's doing the same, you sound like this guy. You need to talk to that guy. You need, once begun, half done. I mean, it is just, we just went with the faith of, no, this is how it should be. We're just gonna, cause we're gonna. And the only criticism is, anybody that doesn't live in the Southwest, they don't know how, you know, it really works, but, they're like, damn, Arizona? Well, my wife is from Pennsylvania. You know, I'm from Florida and Arizona. Grew up, you know, all my adult life, you know, since 12, you know, in Arizona. So I'm used to it. I know that it's only like 3 months between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon, the sun anvil's beating the crap out of you. But the rest of the time, Arizona rocks. And I would rather be in 120 degrees in Arizona than the summer in Des Moines, Iowa. It was the worst summer I ever had. I was like, oh my God, 2 weeks there, just the humidity about killed me. Houston sucks in the summer. So I am not that opposed to living in the Sonoran Desert. It is a lot. You got shade and water, you're good. You know? Now the problem is that a lot of people, they look at that and they're going, damn, why would you do, even pick that? Well, the biggest reason is where my family is. 4 children, 12 grandkids. Guess where I'm living? That's just the way it is. So we're going to make it work. I would like to promote, because it is so different than what you're doing, but to demonstrate, we stay in touch, we work together a little bit, cross-promote, whatever, that we'll be doing something a little bit different. And from aesthetics, it's going to be a lot different. The foliage may be different. You know, the different. Now, fruit trees, you know, citrus is big. Our 2 acres we had in North Phoenix where we went on the Love Bus Liberty Tour, we had a bunch of grapefruit, orange, and everybody's like, oh my goodness, you got more than we can use all year. So fruit trees are, you know, a definite possibility for a lot of different ones. We'll learn about that with your help. Thank you. And we have some other resources. But the acquiring of the land, the philosophical advocacy of why we're doing it, how we're doing it, what and who is trying to stop us from doing it, that's where my expertise comes in. Major look. You want to know what's up? Oh, you want to play? Let's play. I want to play. Well, in your circumstances, it's been a couple of years. You haven't had to contend. Why do you think that is? Just support of the people, support of the concept. It would make them look like hypocrites. They haven't figured out how they can, you know, leverage it to their... Because somebody, somewhere, someplace, they're going to get a note from Big Pharma saying, you got to shut this Gale guy down because, damn, it's it's starting to show up on our balance sheet as we're sitting around doing our stockholder meeting in New York City of whatever the heck. So what do you think is in the future for you, or you don't care?
Several things are at play here. One is that we're at the end of the road. This is it. It's happening now. This is probably going to be the craziest winter that we've ever had. Next 13, 14 months will be a world changer. Yep. And it's time. It's simply time to do this. On top of that, our ultimate strategy is that of truth and transparency and service to our community. We are here to serve. And by the way, and here's the fun part, the more we serve, and you alluded to this earlier, the more we receive. So a service is actually selfish in a system of abundance.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. My wife, I got to say this. Thank you. Jim, I feel so much better. I would say, Jim Gale said, because I go to my wife and I say, look, I see it's in my own self-interest, my own selfish interest to be an add to the community. I do this because, one, it makes you feel good, which is another benefit. You know, oh, my God, I'm not a sociopath. I have empathy. I feel better helping people, seeing them happy, smile, content, satisfied, supplied, secure. That makes me feel better. Lucky, it makes me feel better because then I want to do it more for my own selfish interest because it makes me feel better. I go, don't you feel that that is much more reliable motivation, is that somebody feels good, they want to do acts of service because it makes them feel better. No, you should just do it because you should do it because obligation, sacrifice to do it. And I'm like, what the crap is that? Where did that come from? Who made that up? You know, the altruistic mindset of somehow I'm not fulfilled unless I feel sacrificed, that I suffer. I'm not suffering. I don't suffer. I do what I want because I feel satisfaction and benefit from helping and expanding others' minds and capabilities. That is, thank you. I mean, you know, how far off am I?
It's so in a system of abundance, then everything done with love and service creates more abundance for us as individuals. It's just the whole system is backwards, right? And, you know, to give you some context, how deep I've been studying this thing from different perspectives, I look at this, you know, I'm not a Bible scholar by any means whatsoever. In fact, I slept through most of it through my Catholic high school years. But the bottom line is, there's something big going on, right? And I'll just use this, like the 666 thing, right? The relative to the mark of the beast, right? Now, please do your own. I want everybody listening to just check this out and you tell me what's happening. Cause I'm not saying exactly this is exactly what's happening. I'm just pointing out some facts. You look at the Apple computer, this apple in our hand. It's the tree of knowledge of good and evil that has all the combined knowledge of humanity right there at your fingertips. And it has an apple with a bite out of it. The first Apple computers were sold for $666.66. Microsoft took out a patent a few years back, 2020-666, which has to do with human bodily activity and cryptocurrency literally turning us into batteries of some kind. Then you've got the Trace Bill, tracing, reaching, and contacting everyone. And this is H.R. 666 in Congress, and the number of that bill, of course, is 6666. So now you've got the law to enforce the patent of the mark of the beast, and then you've got this whole injection thing going on. And then you take carbon, which is the foundational block of life, right? Carbon is the – imagine that GI, right, creates AI. Right, God's intelligence, omnipotent, omnipresent, creates the artificial. And the fundamental building block of the artificial is carbon. And how many neutrons, how many electrons, how many protons does carbon have? 6666. So there's something epic going on. And to rise out of this is simply to be in the present, the gift from God, to be here now and taking the messages as they come, the ideas, the light bulbs that goes off, the light mente. Right, so that's my little spiel on.
Okay, let's talk about energy. Now, you got plenty of water. You got like a 400-something acre pond lake out there that you created. That was an interesting thing. When you call it sugar sand, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's this really fine white silica, quartz, whatever the heck it is, reef, coral baby parts or something. But it's just this really fine white sand that make great beaches, but you ain't growing nothing there. The only thing that grows is sand spurs, you know. But the, which is like these sticker things that are a pain in the butt. But the, you had this white sand that you augmented and added to and did, and then, of course, your pond. I'm interested in how you line that to keep it retaining the water. Did you line it with a pond liner or clay or something?
Let me start with the sugar sand. So we started with a flat 51-acre piece on a private 430-acre lake with a mile-long paved runway to our east. And we
Wait. Why is that runway? You got a runway? I hear you got a mile-long runway. What the heck? How'd that happen?
It's miraculous, dude. It's divine. There's no way to explain how things are coming together other than being thankful in the service of some creator. So anyway, we dug a 25-foot deep, 4-acre pond. We used that material to build up the land by 6-7 feet to keep it out of what could be like a 500-year flood, which happened last year, and we were high in
track. My God. Yeah, that cost more than $300. How much money did you spend on digging the pond and just leveling it up 6-7 feet?
It was about probably $250,000.
Well, that's less than I thought, but damn.
Yeah.
All right.
But here's the thing. Yeah, but here's the thing, and this is Brian, my partner, Brian Hickok, who is the one who named it Golf's Landing. He's the original developer, and I helped design and put together the whole deal, and so we're partners on it. But we started with dead sand. We started with sand that, on average, came from 10 feet underground. 18 months ago, our whole area was that sugar sand, that dead
it's
sand.
It's a beach. Yeah, it's a beach.
You
built a food forest on a beach, literally a beach sand. I just want everybody to understand. I'm familiar with this sand. It's great sand. It's very fine. It kind of sticks to you and gets in everything, but it's very comfortable to walk on. You go to a very nice, pristine beach in Florida. Kind of, that's it. And it has absolutely no nutrients in it whatsoever. And if you can turn that into a food forest, you got skills.
In 18 months. And by the way, we got design principles. And the permaculture principles are global principles. They work in Arizona. They work in Poland. They work everywhere in the world. Right? And somewhere like Alaska, you're going to count more on proteins than you are on the varieties, right? Although there's still quite a few varieties that grow in Alaska. So we started 18 months ago with the worst possible blank canvas. And now we've got a thriving food forest that stuns people to presence.
I want to break free.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.